Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
When the red, red robin comes bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up. Get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K, just like it sounds, .com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you will be all set up to stream the show. And hey, it is a absolutely glorious Sunday, sunny morning here in the Pacific Northwest. And it is the second Sunday of April, so that means it's Healing Sunday. And Dr. Nils Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen are here. And I'm going to bring them on board right away because we have a little change of schedule here going on. Anyway, good morning, Dr. Nils, and good morning, Linda.
Hi there.
Hey. Good morning.
All right. That's all working well. So Dr. Nils is zooming in from Idaho as usual. Linda was planning to be in the studio, but last minute, you know, stuff happens. And so Linda's also zooming in, but I am in the studio. Problem was is that Stacy was a little late getting here and I was waiting for her outside. And all of a sudden I realized if I wait for Stacy, there won't be anybody to start the show. So I came on in, and so I'm here. Nathan got everything set up, but he had to go down to let Stacy in. So I'm not bringing Nathan on here because he's not here, but he will be back. So it is just Dr. Nils and Linda and I. It is, like I said, the second Sunday of the month. So it's Healing Sunday, and that means it's best. Bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen reset, and energy code Sunday. And gosh, I'm excited to do the show with y'all today. We just always have such a great time. So first of all, I'm going to check in. Linda, I'm assuming since it looks like we have beautiful blue skies and sunshine everywhere, that sun is shining on you too today, because you're kind of in the South Seattle. Is that what we say where you are?
Yeah, I'm in South Seattle, and it is a lovely, beautiful blue sky day.
All right, so Dr. Nils, you're over out in the middle of nowhere in the range of Kuski, Idaho.
Okay. Yes, yes, up in the hills.
So what do you got going on weather-wise?
Oh, my gosh. We have had, this is day number three of beautiful weather.
Also, you too.
Right around in the 70s. Lovely, getting lots of work done. It's great.
All right, so you're actually up in the 70s.
Yeah. We're all right about 70. Anywhere from 69 to 71. It's been there. Today is likely to be just like the last 2 days from a look of things, where it'll be right around 70.
All right. So you're a little titch warmer than we are. We're down in, well, when I left my house this morning, it was 37.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm getting down just, you know, 30 to 35 at night. So I'm still getting a little frost, but occasionally. And it's supposed to maybe hit 70 or so by the end of this week here. So we'll catch up with you then. But you've already broken the 70 degree mark.
Yes, and down in Kuski proper, I think they might have hit close to 75. It was warm down there yesterday when we went.
Wow, wow. So it seems like what's happening since you've been over there, because you moved over there last summer.
Yeah.
But it seems like maybe where you are, and I guess I haven't actually looked at the map to see if we're, you know, where you relate to us, if you're north or south.
We're south a bit.
A little south. So it sounds like you get a little bit colder and a little bit warmer than we do.
Yeah.
Does that sound right?
Yeah. And we should have more days of sunshine because there's tendency to have a little less overcast and about a half as much rain, I think, as we did in Darrington, which was even wetter than Seattle.
Yeah, yeah. Well, all right. We can get back to normal here because the family is all here. And as always, and today doing extra special duty, getting everything to work properly and sync in, that would be Animal World's production engineer Nathan Miller is here. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Martha. Playing a little doorman or bellhop today.
Yeah, you've been all over the place, and now back in her own private studio, and it's so good to see that she's here. Our call screener Stacey Buck is here. Good morning, Stace.
Good morning, Martha.
All right.
Thanks, Nathan, for helping me up here.
Yeah, you bet.
Yeah, yeah. So everything worked out, and we're all here.
I was telling Nathan they had some fun run going on outside of Mass, and then all the roads were closed, so then I had to go
I know the real reason why
then
she was late.
Did run into his parents, so we had a little chit-chat, too.
Yeah.
So.
Talking with my mom can never be a quick experience.
Normally on the second Sunday like this, when we all come into the studio, Linda and I arrive earlier, and but I don't know, it's been a long time. I don't know, it was a year or two ago. Well, it was long before Nails moved because he used to play doorman on the second Sunday. But at some point, because Stacy goes to church before the show. And at some point, your church schedule changed because you used to be able to get here early with, and meet me outside. But then you would arrive later. So we'd get here and come in. And then for a while, Dr. Nails would come down and let you in. And then when he moved to Idaho, that was not possible.
Right.
So then Linda would be the door lady and she'd let you in. But so this week, since I'm the only one that's here with you and Nathan, I just decided that I would just wait out front for you.
Right, yeah.
Because usually you get here 10 to 15 minutes before airtime. And so, you know, it's like, well, we'll just tap dance a little faster and it'll work fine. Well, this is the one day you come out of church and there's a fun run and roads are closed and you don't get here on time.
Yeah.
So I'm down there thinking, well, if I don't go up now, there's not going to be anybody to start the show. So anyway, that's what started the whole hoopla this morning. But now we are all where we are supposed to be. And the first thing I wanted to ask everybody about this last week was the big eclipse. And of course, we weren't in the range of a full eclipse. But I don't know about the rest of you, but my house, it was rainy and all clouded up for the eclipse. So even if we could have seen the 20%, I wouldn't have been able to, even though we could see 20% if it was clear. Didn't happen at my house. Did any of you have clear enough skies to see any of the eclipse?
I didn't even really bother to go out to
look.
I
knew
it was
going to
be anything. Even my brother, he lives out in the Kentucky area, and they were just a few degrees off of totality, actually.
Oh, yeah. So,
but he sent me a picture of what it was like at his house, and you remember in September last year we had that eclipse here? It wasn't anything darker than what we saw here in September. So, they said they could notice it, but it's not like, you know, you're going outside and looking at it like it's nighttime. So if they didn't really get much to brag about in the Kentucky area, then we're not really going to be talking about anything out here.
So, Stacey, you didn't.
No, I watched it online. They were in Texas or something. That was kind of cool. It went pretty dark.
Yeah,
there.
Online it was really. Yeah, you've watched it in the line of totality. Yeah. It was very cool.
Yeah.
I've been on the planet long enough that I've actually been and seen a full solar eclipse. And I remember how really weird it was when it just all of a sudden was dark.
Mm.
You know, and then everybody's quiet, the birds and everything. And you see that anyway. Linda, I'm assuming that you didn't see much either because you're around.
Nope. Yeah, it was all rainy and cloudy.
Okay, what about Idaho, Dr. Nils? Was there any eclipse over you?
You know, not much more than what you got. And it was mostly cloudy. So we didn't really get a good opportunity. So, yeah, it didn't look like anything was happening from where I was.
Now, I have to say the one other thing I can say about the eclipse, you know, everyone, including, you know, our Natasha, who's our astrological, you know, person and all of that, were saying how powerful the energies around this eclipse are and major influences on us humans and so forth. And, you know, and I can be sensitive to that kind of stuff, but I don't usually feel anything necessarily. But I felt this one. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I was aware that the eclipse was going to be going on that Monday, but I was also working on Monday. So, you know, I was going through my regular routine of getting ready to do everything. But then all of a sudden, I felt really strange in my whole body and a little foggy and a little disorient. And I just kind of stopped and, you know, and asked kind of myself, what is going on? And I got looked at my watch, and sure enough, it was the exact time the eclipse was starting. And so, and I could feel it for a while. So I was kind of amazed. So I would say that this one was really powerful because it had to be for me to feel it as strongly as that. Did any of you feel anything during the eclipse?
Well, I was driving at the time. And if it hadn't been cloudy, we might have pulled over and kind of, you know, seen if we could poke a pinhole in something and have a look. But since it was so cloudy and I was driving, I was like, I couldn't tell anything. It seemed a little, maybe at that time, it seemed like it might have been a little shade darker or grayer than it was otherwise, but that was about it.
But you didn't feel anything in your body?
Didn't feel anything, no.
Well,
no, and I didn't either. I'm not normally that sensitive to those things, and apparently this one was no different.
Well, yeah, I would say that's usually the case for me. I don't remember feeling something in my, but I sure felt it, and it was wow. I was like kind of amazed. All right, well, I guess we don't have a chance to see another one until what, 2044 or something, and I don't know that any of us will still be around at that.
Well,
time.
It depends on where you want that totality to be.
So there'll be other ones.
I believe so.
All right.
Can see when the next total solar eclipse will be.
Yeah, I heard 2044 is what they were saying. I thought was the next one. All righty. Well, let's see. I think we've got time to officially start the show before it's time to take care of advertisers, and then of course we gotta catch up and follow up with Stacy and the Frenchies because I actually don't know what's going on. We haven't been able to talk to him, so. We'll find out what's happened, especially with our bag man and his little idiosyncrasies and quirks.
Yes.
how his last treatment held up. And by the way, since it is Healing Sunday and Dr. Nils Rasmussen, Sister Linda Rasmussen are here, phone lines will be open throughout the show, and we'd love to chat with you, and they'll be here to do free remote treatments for you and or your animal friends. All you got to do is give us a call. And we usually don't get to any phone calls until after the bottom of the hour here. And so if you want to get a remote treatment early in the show so you can get on to other things, or just want to make sure you get in the queue, you can give us a call, but we won't. It'll be a little while before we get to the calls. But anyway, I'll give you phone numbers now so you know. Local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. 5527 and toll free is 888-298-5569. All righty then, let's go ahead and officially start the show, because then we can chat about all the stuff I want to chat about with these folks. And I'm just a little extra excited because I don't get into the studio very much anymore, and it's so fun to see everybody. Like, Nathan is a real person, and Stacy, and then of course we've got Dr. Nels and Linda on the big screen, so it actually feels like you guys are here. All righty. So if you haven't been here when I've officially started the show before, I do that by first and foremost honoring the saint that's guided my work with the animals for so many decades. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday, I start with a couple of little Saint Francis prayers, one for us and one for our animal friends. And then we have a whole slew of affirmations we do to spiritualize us up and energize for the day and the week. And whether or not you participate with me on these prayers and affirmations is completely up to you. This part of the show is optional. You can say the prayers and the affirmations with me, or you can opt out. Completely up to you. It's not like getting on the love train and dancing at 10 and 11. Dancing is required. But here you have a choice. And all righty. So I am going to start with the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Here we go. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All right, for us human animals, it's the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti. All righty. Now, we get to our affirmations, and all of these affirmations have been contributed by one member of our animal world family or another because they're very powerful and transform lives. So I do affirmations, start my day every day with affirmations, and often do a number of them during the day. And, of course, a little later, we will get to Dr. Nels' affirmation for the month. And, oh, boy, that newsletter this month was a good one, so we got a lot to talk about. And I'm a little confused, so I have to get some clarification from Dr. Nels. Anyway, we will get to that. Now, first affirmation here comes from my spiritual family. It absolutely changed my life, and why it is absolutely a part of my life every day. Hope it works for you too. Here we go. And I say each one out loud three times. All right. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All right. Affirmation number two. Actually, this one comes from Linda Rasmussen. And if you call in today and get a session, or if you're just listening, when you hear Linda does a session for one of you human animals, she always gives us an affirmation to keep the energy going and so forth. And that's where this came from. It came through on the air to someone, and it was so powerful, and I heard about it from so many that I started doing it. Man, it shifted my life. So again, it is a daily part of mine, and I hope it works for you too. And here we go, affirmation number two. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. All righty, this next one comes from my spiritual family, the Italian division, and is the one I use. Try to keep myself in the right frame of mind to go out and be in the world and in health and well-being rather than the opposite. So here we go. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. Alrighty, and this next one comes from our intuitive and communicator and personal awareness coach, Natasha Venter. And this is the one that we used to help ourselves accept and adjust to the energies that are going on these days. And boy, I find this one more needed all the time. I do this one for my animals as well. Here we go. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All right, and then we conclude the big group of affirmations here with this last one, which comes from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. It is their Warrior of Light energy. And holy moly, do we need this one. Well, you know, we got lots of wars going on and major activity this weekend. So you know where to send this God's light. I hope you're all with me on this one. Here we go. God's light is within me and around me. With the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. All righty. Now, to wrap this whole section of prayers and affirmations up, it is Dr. Nell's contribution, and I think he says it's his favorite affirmation. But at any rate, the way we close is take your hands, cross them over your chest, and repeat with me, I trust, I trust, I trust. Whew, doesn't that feel good? Ooh. All righty. Before we carry on with today and everything, let's stay sort of on schedule, take care of our advertisers, and then we'll get back and on with the things we got to chat about. And, of course, we have to get our Dr. Nell's affirmation for the month and all of that, and catch up with Stacy and the Frenchies, and got some other stuff on my list. And Nathan's got some splaining to do. I'm trying to support you, Nathan, but it's not a whole lot of fun right now. So I don't know if we have any other baseball fans, but
I was wondering if that's what you were getting to.
Yeah, so we'll get to that too. Anyway, stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A-Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Hi, this is Stacy, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're just getting rolling with this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. If you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, we'd love to have you join our Animal World family of advertisers. And if you're interested, just shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And, of course, we heard from our wonderful Dr. Nels Rasmussen, and you can check him out at healingministryforanimals.com. And, of course, he is available to work with you or your animal friends remotely. And I would say, Dr. Nels, you work mostly with animals, but you do some humans, too.
And, yes, indeed.
You've got so much to offer, not only the remote treatments for our animal friends and for us human animals, but you also have the do-it-yourself-at-home program, which relates to the Rasmussen reset and resetting the nervous system. So we may need to talk about that a little bit too.
That's when people work with me, that's something that I make sure everybody I actually work with gets that, but other people can use it as a standalone thing too.
That you send out, you mean?
Right.
Okay. What we could start with is what I'm referring to is now your monthly newsletter that you send out, which comes out, I think, like the first of the month, Sunday. And I have to say, and I've mentioned a few times, that you've been sending out a newsletter for some time, but the concept has kind of expanded and grown since your move to Idaho. And,
yes.
I think one of if I may be wrong, but the big reason for that is your wife, whose name is also Martha. So there's two Marthas around when Dr. Nels is here. But Dr. Nels' wife, Martha, has gotten involved and is helping with the newsletter. That's still correct?
Yeah. Oh, yes. She's a major impetus. She's the one who comes up with a lot of the really good ideas for articles. And then she usually writes the basis for what becomes the part of it that's from our heart to yours. That's usually starts with her. And then I work with it, and then we collaborate to finish it up. And so that's always a fun, good story. And yeah, we're just loving this new way of doing things.
Well, I have to say, I'm so impressed, but the newsletter is just getting so good and is packed with so much good stuff that you almost have to sit and study it, to glean everything out of it. And really loved this one. And let's see, you were talking about, I think you do you have perfect timing? So this had to do with perfect timing, and you're telling some wonderful stories about yourself and your own life and your own animals, and then and incorporating that into the newsletter and the topic you want to discuss. And I just love hearing the stories about how you found your dog friends.
Yeah.
And then when you're talking about the affirmations and so forth, well, now you've also, isn't the question and answer section, isn't that new?
That's new, yeah.
Okay, so tell us what that's all about.
Yeah, well, I was actually communicating with Robin Alexis and her Soul Spa group, and a woman in there was asking some pretty interesting questions. So I thought, let's go ahead. I'll answer her in the Soul Spa, but I'm going to also answer this in the email or our newsletter, because it seemed like the kind of thing a lot of people might want to know my perspective on.
So is it the question and answer? Is this going to be a regular part of the monthly email newsletter now?
Let's say as long as I get some questions. And I do have one already for next month I'm working on right now. So yeah, we'll
Excellent.
Have it for next month. And hopefully we'll get some more input from our members and readers, and they'll feel free to ask me some other questions.
All right, and then there's always usually include a before and after video of a animal that's had issues and you help, and there's a really good one in this month's newsletter, and then we get to this month's affirmation, because now in your monthly newsletter you give us an affirmation to use for the month,
right?
And that's where I got a little confused, because I'm not exactly sure what the affirmation is.
Well, I put it in bold right at the end. two of them. Yeah.
It was amazing. Now, here's another place where Dr. Nels tells us a story, that brings us to the affirmation. But it was a story of you as a child and a bedwetting experience and how your dad worked with you and all of that. And a great story. And I thought, wow, everybody that's raising kids, if there's ever an issue, and I'm Dr. Nels, I don't think is the only kid that wet his bed. I know I remember I was one of those. And so I think we all had that experience, but it was quite fascinating how your father handled it. So there's a lot to learn there. And you were thankful for the awareness of what you learned. I am thankful for my strong and healthy body. Is that our affirmation?
Right. Well, it's kind of a two-stage one. And that is, if you're feeling something in your body, mm-hmm. instead of getting worried or concerned about what this feeling might be, there's an alternative. And so that's a step one is you're feeling something. And in the story I'm telling there, I was just feeling all worn out and sore, and I noticed I was kind of hunched and walking like an old man. And I'm like, wow, this, and part of me was like, boy, this is tough getting old. And then I thought, wait a minute. That's not how I think. And so then that's when I said, thank you for that awareness. And I paused, I took a deep breath, I straightened up, and I just repeated to myself several times, thank you for that awareness, which was the awareness of how I was feeling in that moment.
Right, right.
And it's interesting that when I focus on that, and I would assume it's the same for other people, when I say thank you for that awareness, that right there is a boost, is a positive shift to go to that step. And then I took it another step further, and I started the programming affirmation while I stood up straighter, walked tall, swung my arms and legs like I was really walking, and kind of, was really deliberate about using my body in the best way possible, and thinking, I'm so thankful for my strong, healthy body. And it was amazing how in 20 steps, I went from feeling all worn out to just feeling powerful, like I could just keep on going.
Yeah. I just love that story. And, you know, I'm the one's always saying, you know, thought directs energy, energy follows thought, thought magnifies and intensifies energy, and how powerfully creative we are with our minds. But I don't know, how many of you don't always walk your talk? Well, I try, but, you know, and I have to say, when I started looking at, when reading this newsletter, and doctor, it was like, shoot, that's exactly what I'm doing right now. Because I was, you know, wandering around, as a, oh, I'm getting old and my body's not, you know, sort of thing. So it was like a wake up call for me to remember to walk my talk and change my attitude. It's amazing what happens when
it really is amazing what happens. It's, if more people would take the time to follow that, you know, the last paragraph of my newsletter essentially, and do what I did, they would notice a shift. And then it's something that you need to start to become more aware of yourself and try to make these kinds of, you might say, positive comebacks a habit in your life.
Yeah. Yeah. It makes a huge difference. And I know I'm very aware of it when other people do it. Like, I don't know if you guys, one TV show that I enjoy watching is The Amazing Race. You know, so I don't know if any of you,
I've seen it.
You know, people, go on a race around the world, and the things they have to do to complete the race. I mean, some are just unbelievable, the things that they have to do. But I'll be watching the show, and one of the pairs of competitors, you know, will have to be doing a roadblock or some kind of assignment, and they'll go into it, and the person has to do is saying, oh God, this will be really hard. I can't do this. It'll never, you know, it's too high or it's too scary. And I'm yelling at the TV, don't say that. Say it's going to be easy. See yourself, you know, and so I can, it's dirt obvious to me when it's somebody else doing it. But Dr. Nell's newsletter here kind of made me realize that I got to keep my eyes on my own plate because I do the same thing. So we all can learn from this stuff. Anyway, thank you for this. And now, before we cruise on, how can people get this newsletter?
Well, here's the thing. I told you that my wife was starting to become kind of pushy about memberships and how, because we're letting out, you know, powerful information, and there are forces that don't like me doing that, which we may reveal one day. But for now, my Martha has said, okay, anybody in the future who wants a newsletter, they have to become a member of Healing Ministry for Animals, the private group. Membership association. Yeah. And it costs all of $10, people. So it's not a big deal. And, but the way you do
and
that,
the membership
is you
lasts forever.
Me.
You don't have to renew it or anything, right?
Right. It's a one-time fee to become a member. Right. And then you have, not only do you get the newsletter, which I think is a wonderful perk and well worth the $10 right there.
Yeah.
But you also are, you know, on my priority list for communication. So if you have a question about an animal or yourself or something and you want to know more, then, you know, just contact me through email, phone, text message, whatever. I'll be getting back with you ASAP and, you know, helping you out any way I can. What I will say is, inside of the association, I am allowed to say things that I would not say to a member of the public. Okay.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I can express my true self to the fullest, because there are things that, if I say it, I can get in trouble otherwise.
Yeah. Yeah. So the private membership group allows you, you know, to work with us and our animal friends and do the work that you do without you interfering with, you know, the powers that be.
Yeah.
It makes it legal for you or whatever. The veterinary associations get really upset. And I can say this because I was a part of that field and worked in the field for almost 20 years. But I get very disappointed. And because if somebody heals animals, but they're not a veterinarian, then what does the Veterinary Association do? They try to put them out of business. You know, there's no accepting of somebody else could do something that, that helps animals that doesn't have to do with veterinary medicine. I see the same thing happening. And Dr. Mills, you could relate to this because you're a retired chiropractor, but medical doctors recognizing chiropractic. You know, it's getting better, but there's still that, oh, chiropractors aren't real doctors and it doesn't work and it's quackery and all that stuff that I grew up with. It's like, I just can't wait for the day that everyone could put their egos aside and realize that there's all kinds of things that work and all can be complementary with each other. There isn't an it only this way works. There are lots of things.
Yeah. So, well, and you know, at its core, all of that stems from an idea of there isn't enough, a feeling of lack. And so people are scared that their business will suffer because somebody else is doing something over here that's different, and maybe they'll attract too many people and then I won't have enough. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right. It's based in fear, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. All right. If someone is not already part of your group or is not already receiving your monthly email newsletter, the way to get on board is to go to your website, healingministryforanimals.com, and then there's a link that says join the group or get the email. How does
just
it work?
Says, there's a button that says quick response, and you push the little button and you fill out a form with very minimal information, basically your name and email, and then I will, and you can ask me, there's a place to post your comment or question. Just say, hey, I'd like to get the newsletter. I want to be a member or something like that.
Something like that.
And then, and then I'll just go ahead and send you the link for how you do that. I didn't want to make it all automatic. I thought I'd like it to be a little more personal and where I could be more of more help to the people. Yes, maybe some people don't even need that. Maybe it's just not their cup of tea. And I'll talk with them a few minutes and find out what they really want.
All right. Sounds great. All righty. So I think, Nathan, did you say we have someone waiting in the wings?
We do, right, and we can head there shortly.
All right. So I think we need to stay on schedule, so we need to take care of advertisers. But I always say that phone calls take priority, so I need to stick with that. So we'll take care of advertisers. We'll come back and deal with our phone caller. Then we'll get to my list of stuff and we'll catch up with Stacy and the Frenchies and all that good stuff. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right after these messages right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Nathan coming to you from behind the board. And today we have a very special encore presentation of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. From all of us in the Animal World family, we wish you all a happy weekend, and we look forward to being with you again on next week's live show from 9 a.m. to noon on Sunday, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and oh boy, we're winding down our first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful New Pro Supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. And I just realized sort of that I'm almost out of the dog supplement for Robbie. And so I've been using less than I normally do, and I can already see a difference in his coat. I've got to get some more, and I often pick it up at the store that I shop at, the pet store locally. I popped on Amazon to see, and lo and behold, I can order it and get it the same day from Amazon. I mean, how cool is that? So that's on my list when I get home, is I got to order my New Pro supplements. If you want your dog's hair to stay on their body and not on your floor, then you need New Pro supplements. Great for skin and hair coat. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. NewProSupplements.com. And if you can't find them at your local pet store, you can get them all on Amazon. And sometimes it's same-day delivery. And if you're Amazon Prime, it's free, you know, delivery. So that's great. And our wonderful sound healer, Jude Ponton, has her Whispering Dragon Center in her home now in Shoreline. Great location, great parking, easy access. And it's wonderful to be in the studio with the gongs and chimes and all of that good stuff. And you can check her out at whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. And you can give her a call. You can see her in person or she can work with you remotely. Her number is 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. And golly, if you know anybody's got problems with their animal friends, you know what? I'm a animal behavior therapist and dog trainer, and I specialize in working with people and their dogs and teach them how to live with their dogs. I had an amazing session yesterday. And I mean, that's really what I do, is get in there. And yesterday I'm seeing, we've got a young couple who were pregnant and having a human baby, but then had a Havanese puppy, and then got a Doberman puppy. And so now we've got teenage dogs that are spoiled and out of control. And I mean, anyway. But it's such a fun job to get in there and teach them what they need to know and then get everything under control for them and make life so much easier, and the dogs being healthy. And we'll hear from them eventually, because I think they all need some work with Dr. Nils and Linda. And at any rate, if you know of anybody needs help with their dogs and wants to get the problems understood and resolved quickly, I'm your gal, and I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so please take down my phone number and pass it out to anybody you know that has dogs with problems. I would be delighted to speak to them. My number is 360-217-7258, 360-217-7258. All righty, then. We are ready to go, and we're going to go to the phone lines. And speaking of what I do...
Real quick, before we go there, Nels, you were raising your hand. Did you have something to say?
I did. And that was because I did my first ever remote session with Jude the other day. So I was virtually in the gong room.
Ah.
And I can tell you that just like when Linda and I work with people remotely, you know, there's a technique, and then there's what happens because of who the people are doing the work. Well, Jude's, you know, in the gong room, and she's tapping the gongs.
Oh,
and the,
so I was confused. So you weren't doing a session on Jude.
She was doing a session for me.
So you had a remote treatment with Jude. Oh, cool.
Yes.
All right.
And I wanted to relate that because it's not just the sound, although the sound is amazing. But, you know, the what we all do when we're doing this kind of energy type work remotely is we're channeling that energy through us, through our heart and soul. And that's what, you know, is making it work, is this remote thing. It's not just sounds. It's sounds directed by coherent thoughts, energy, and feelings. And she just did such a good job. I just had to relate my experience.
Well,
about
that's wonderful. I didn't realize that you hadn't done that before. Now, and Linda's saying, because Linda, you too work with Jude, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I've even had Jude record a little sound file for me that I could listen to over and over when I was in a need of some support for healing. And of course, I like to go in person because I love being in the gong room. But yeah, Nels is absolutely right. You are opening all kinds of information in your field and in your body when the practitioner is adept and connected at that level, as Jude is.
Yeah, and I have to say, I do both. I work with Jude on a regular basis, and I also work with Dr. Nels on, you know, a regular basis. And that's, you know, the major, you know, healing work I do for myself. And I have to say, because I haven't had a chance to tell you, I'd have to follow up on our session, because I had a session with Dr. Nels. I work with him once a month. He works on me and my animals. And we did this last Thursday. And I have to say, I had seriously injured the left side of my rib cage, which I had done on Monday of last week. And I, decades ago, had injured my rib cage before. So I've had an injury like this, and it's excruciatingly painful. And any of you that have had rib cage injuries, you know. And I was doing all the stuff I knew, my arnica and Tremel and everything, to get the healing going. But I'd almost kind of resigned myself to the fact that, man, it was so excruciatingly painful, could barely even touch it, that I'd really injured this and it was going to be a long time healing. You know, because decades ago, I mean, it was 6 weeks or more before an injury like this healed. Well, so I had a session with Dr. Nels, and this is remote. And Dr. Nels did his thing with me. And I have to say, Dr. Nels, first of all, thank you. I was blown away. By Thursday evening, the pain was like half gone.
Yay.
And then by Friday morning, it's almost completely gone. Now I'm still, you know, if I really poke around, I'm poking on myself now, if I really poke around, I can maybe find a little bit of sensitive, but it's almost totally completely healed.
Right. So and here's the thing. Here's
well,
the
but
thing,
I was
Martha.
Just going to say, I don't know how this stuff works, but I can well, just tell you it does.
Well, when we were doing our session, I was mentioning a thing about core issues, right? And it's really, it's those core issues that we're experiencing in our day-to-day life that bring out these problems. So it, you know, some of our avenue for working with people is going through the doorway of the pain, but a lot of it is through the doorway of, okay, what's the core issue in your life right now? And I don't have to know, you don't have to tell me, I just have to have people focus on it. That opens the door. And then we can start clearing up the energy behind those core issues that have really got them out of balance. And that's, I think, the transformative part where it happens so amazingly quickly for people. I've been seeing more and more of this lately as I've been working with people.
Yeah, really amazing. And that's important to say that both, neither you or Linda, you don't treat or diagnose. In fact, and when we talk about the details going on with the animals or the people we work with on the air, that's as much for just all of us to understand what's going on. You really don't need to know that because you just tune in to the bodies and do what the body tells you to do.
Right. Find the energy imbalance and get things restored to normal.
Yeah. All righty. Now, I'm going to just write that down and circle it. Good. We'll come back to that. We've talked too long to, I think, to do adequate justice to this phone call. But maybe we can get started, do you think, with it? And I think we'll have to hold Mary over. Now, speaking of what I do and what you do, Dr. Nils, we are going to welcome to Animal World for the first time. We're going to Shoreline and Mary. Good morning, Mary. Welcome to Animal World.
Good morning.
All right. So, Mary, I worked with Mary and her dog earlier Monday, this last week. So, Mary, tell us that you've got a border collie Aussie named Xena, right?
Yes.
And Mary was referred to me by one of our regular listeners and callers. Actually, Tina, and like Steven. So Dr. Nelson, Linda, and Stacy, you'd all recognize.
Right.
And Nathan, everybody recognizes Tina's name because she... anyway, Tina, Mary, we just might as well stop. Mary's got a really nice consignment shop in Lake Forest Park.
Right.
And Tina goes by and shops there and stuff. Anyway, she was there, and Mary was must have been either had Xena with her at the shop and is having trouble or is talking about dog problems. And Tina said, "Oh, you need Martha." And then what, 5 minutes later, what happened?
Yeah, another person came in and confirmed it.
And said, "You need Martha."
and they said, Tina and the other person said Dr. Nels, too, could probably help because Xena was having terrible anxiety. She got caught in a hand truck, between the hand trucks. She got scared and ran through the opening of a hand truck. And she had terrible anxiety ever since. And she's a rescue, so she came from a tough situation, I think. Martha's helped me understand what words to use about that.
Yep, so we got a lot of history with this girl. Mary did not raise her. She was raised by someone else as a COVID puppy, so didn't get, a lot of socialization. The woman was a groomer, though, so she learned some stuff. But then there was an abusive partner in the situation that we think abused this dog and so forth. And then she's had some real traumas in terms of them giving her up, Mary adopting her, and then integrating into their family. And we got all this fear and anxiety stuff going on. And then at the shop, she got hung up and caught in this hand truck. And that was a real trauma. Anyway, we were able in our session to work through all kinds of stuff. We were making great progress with her. But my sense was Dr. Nels has explained to all of us that when they have a traumatic experience, the nervous system can get stuck in the fight-flight mechanism, and that we needed to straighten that out. Now, as we've been talking, Mary, Dr. Nels has already tuned in to Xena, and you obviously have a connection, and you're working on her.
I am.
So what can you tell us at this point?
Well, I can tell you what's fascinating to me is that I found an issue in her neck and then just behind her shoulder blade in her rib cage. And the instant that I connected those two points, I got a deep ache in my left wrist that was almost intolerable.
Wow.
It lasted for about 10 seconds, and now that's faded out, and the energy is really moving. But that when I get those sensations in my body, first of all, it's a good connection. Secondly, it's an indication that a whole bunch of stuck energy started to move.
Right, because I was actually going to go down to the shop in Lake Forest Park and drop in on Mary and Xena and work with them down there. But when I asked, I got told, no, Dr. Nels needs to work on Xena first, and we need to get that worked out before we do any further training with them. Now, I'm looking at the clock, and we've talked our way through this first hour. Mary, can you hang with us over the top of the hour and love train with us, and then we'll pick you up on the other side and finish up?
Absolutely.
Okay. So now Dr. Nels will continue working on Xena, and we're going to take our time out to do Love Train and stuff. And then Mary will be our first caller to start the next hour because we need Linda needs to do a session with Mary, and we need to talk a little more about Xena and the follow-up and all that sort of stuff. So, everybody stay right where you are. We will pick up with Mary and Xena on the other side. Now we're going to gear up for the Love Train. And remember, this is the time that we get to get up and get our energy moving and flowing. And it's the exercise portion of our show. So we're not just sitting around doing nothing. And we get to send love and light all over the world. And oh my gosh, isn't it needed now? You know where to send it. There's lots of places we need to send. So that's what our focus is. And dancing is required. But you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Or get up and join the Love Train with us. I'll come by and pick you up. And I always energize up the Love Train music with our yogi energization prayer. So here we go with that. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the Love Train, and it's coming right up. Stay right where you are. More phone calls coming up right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.